Hello everyone and welcome to our Daily Manna. Please open your Bibles in the letter of Philippians chapter 4 verses 1 to 9. The word of the Lord says, "Therefore, my brothers and sisters, whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm in the Lord in this way, dear friends. I plead with Euodia and I plead with Syntyche to be of the same mind in the Lord. Yes, and I ask you, my true companion, help these women since they have contended at my side in the cause of the gospel, along with Clement and the rest of my co-workers whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice. And the God of peace will be with you." God bless us from the reading of His Word. Spiritual stability is the concern of most, if not all, writers of the New Testament. Therefore, they declare to stand firm in faith against false teaching and not to abandon the true teachings that were delivered to them through our preaching or through our letters. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 8, Paul explains, "For now we really live, since you are standing firm in the Lord." When God's people have the joy of the Lord, they must maintain their faith, live in abundance, test the promises of heaven more than this day. Similarly, if we want to live in spiritual stability, we must take care to maintain our joy. In Philippians chapter 4, verses 1 to 9, Paul recounts four ways to maintain joy in the Lord. First, unite with other believers by relying on the truth of the Bible and submitting to one another. Second, rejoice in the Lord by spending time with God. Third, when you are tempted to complain, talk to God. Bring your burdens to Him and receive His peace. And fourth, fill your thoughts with God and remember His teachings for your life. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for the body of believers. And help us to continue with you together with grace and mercy for one another. May we turn to you in all things and think according to the goodness of your word. Help us, Lord, to pray with a grateful heart, and help us to allow your peace to guard our minds. Help us to learn to fix our thoughts in a good way. I am weak, but you are my strength and with you. I depend on my strength and give a grateful heart for those you used to meet my needs, and use me, Lord, to help meet the needs of others. For your praise and glory, this is my prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Spiritual instability can be very dangerous. It can cause us to become spiritually discouraged and physically tired, to doubt and to feel completely inadequate in the ministry of Christ. But the joy of the Lord has the power to stabilize our souls and minister to others for eternity if we are careful to cultivate our lives with God alone. Hello everyone, and good day.